Okay, lately I've been having some issues with family. Family's great, isn't it? But in one particular, what all started it was a gentleman who thinks he was somebody or is somebody way back in the past. He ain't anybody anymore. And being a veteran and going through all this bullshit after retiring, and to listen to somebody kind of degrade you on Facebook of an illness or injury that you have suffered and 100% disabled is a very low blow. But then you think, how did this guy get this information? The only thing I could think of, my brother. So why not ask him? So I did. And this is what I got. Let me get to his thing. Now, mind you, his friend is telling me that I'm heavily medicated because I choose to go on Anchor. I like being on Anchor. Why not? It's fun. It's funny. Fucking high every fucking day. It's legal in Michigan. And he has to talk some bullshit. So I was going to start off a little bit on what was said, but basically he stuck up for his friend over his own sister, knowing I had witnesses that actually heard and seen what this guy said, and he still believes him. And then you figure that your siblings would be loyal and have your back at all times, no matter what. If wrong is wrong, wrong is wrong. It's hard being a veteran out here. And I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of other veterans out there that feel the same way I do. You're just getting tired of fucking people. Fuck these people. They're not loyal. Fuck them. They never will be. Always remember that. Fake people will always be fake, and always keep your guard up. But to me, if you're having a bunch of fake people around you, you're a narcissist. Narcissist, one of the reasons of being a narcissist is you like to have attention at all times and like to be around people. And you need that. You need it to feel wanted and needed and happy with your serotonin or something. You know, not me. So you calling me a narcissist, you really need to look up the word. And saying shit and doing shit to a veteran is very low blow. But karma will get to you. I served my country. Your punk ass, pussy ass did not. Always remember that, Jimmy boy.